Good morning. I'm Jeremy Werner, and welcome to a very pertinent morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. Joining us this morning is Executive Medical Director for Wellness Services at Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Jerry Wilmes. Dr. Wilmes, the coronavirus situation is rapidly evolving around the world and right here in our region. What is Northwest doing to prepare for the return of students from spring break?
We're, you know, you may know, we've been in meetings a good part of the week, trying to address things from all different angles. And as we both know from watching the news, it literally changes minute to minute. We were in pretty much all day meetings yesterday, developing a plan, not just for classes, but also, you know, employees and, like you said, coming back to school. But to answer the question, we're, you know, the big part of it is messaging up front, and then from, you know, messaging about if you think you may have had exposure and or infection, continuing to recite those guidelines about the appropriate way to evaluate those concerns.
Northwest President Dr. John Jasinski informed students and employees through email last night that in-person classes at its Maryville and Northwest Kansas City locations will be postponed until Monday, March 23rd. Dr. Wilmes, were you a part of that decision?
Yes, I was. Like I said, we were in leadership. This is a big issue, and literally as we were going through discussion, we were staying in touch with other schools. You may be aware that MU and Truman have done basically the same thing. As of yesterday, all of the public schools in Iowa and some private schools went to a virtual method. So that was literally incoming data as we were working through those decisions.
Dr. Wilmes, can you break down how this will keep students and staff safe?
Well, I think there's a couple things. It will give a chance to evaluate and to get the infrastructure if we end up going that way, which is a very real likelihood of online training or online coursework, rather. But specifically, a part of the conversation was, you know, trying to predict the future is obviously always tough. And with the rapidly evolving situation, what we balanced was, should it be based on, you know, suspension of on-campus classes? Should it be based on a case close to the area versus, you know, if we don't make the announcement and, you know, over the weekend as students are returning, we learn there's several cases, because that's literally how fast things are moving. I've been in communication with Mosaic, the local healthcare community, obviously, and the public health and the state health department. And, you know, it's just moving incredibly rapidly. So I think, you know, one of the two main things to answer your question, I guess, Jeremy, is one was just the rapidly evolving in the balance, what's the best thing. And then it would, you know, it is intended to help us to process that and to do what's best for the health and safety of Northwest students and faculty and staff, for that matter.
Dr. Wilmes, I know you're going to be in meetings all day about the coronavirus, so real quick, I want to pitch you a hypothetical. Let's say a student comes back to Northwest after spring break and starts showing signs of having the coronavirus. What happens then?
Well, I think that's what we're all dealing with, because it's a new thing. And I met with our team just this morning here at the Wellness Center. So there's, you know, the recommendation is they should call a healthcare facility first. So there's a screening process that's in conjunction with the CDC and the state, where we kind of guide them through that. If it's determined warranted and the symptoms and everything, then if they're a student, obviously we would see them, or they can always choose to go to the private healthcare options, but yeah, we would see them, evaluate it, and then provide, you know, direction and guidance. Because as you may have seen in the national and state media, the other thing is that tests are unavailable. So in that scenario, if we got to the point where we felt like it couldn't be ruled out. Symptoms are very similar to the flu. If we felt like we couldn't attribute it to the flu or something like that, and there was enough risk, then we would contact the state, and they would provide guidance on to, you know, how far do we need to go with testing. We have limited tests in Nottoway County right now. We're also at Wellness Services exploring commercial vendors have just started offering testing. There are two concerns about that. One is since they're commercial vendors, they're expensive, and the turnaround time is actually longer than the state. The trade-off is availability of tests versus cost and turnaround time. But if that makes sense, they would be evaluated preferably by phone to a large degree, and then if there were concerning symptoms that felt like they needed to be evaluated in person by healthcare, then that would be done per protocol.
That was Executive Director for Wellness Services at Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. Jerry Welmes. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.